America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Colleghi, along with Christina Staffo, and we continue our in-studio conversation with longtime New York radio personality Jim Kerr.
I remember reading in an interview once with you that you were working a show and Paul McCartney's on stage. So you go up to introduce him, you're talking to him between songs, and all of a sudden you look out and you're thinking, whoa, this is what George Harrison saw.
Oh, well, yeah.
And you're able to put yourself in that spot. And that's an amazing way to experience the music as well.
Well, it was less than 2 years ago now. We were doing a show together at a high school in Queens. And it was a surprise. The students didn't know. They were called into the auditorium for an assembly. And they came in and there was Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's so amazing.
On the stage.
Wow.
Now, for Paul, this was probably the first time in decades that he faced an audience almost exclusively of teenagers. Mm. Hmm. The only adults who were there were way in the back. You couldn't even see them from the stage because the auditorium was filled with students. And the girls were screaming.
That's so great.
Crazy. Paul was getting all choked up because he could see that the kids were singing along with the songs. And not just, na, 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 na at the end of Hey Jude.
Right.
I mean, he's doing oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da. And he can see from the stage because it's a high school auditorium and there are lights on, so you can actually see the audience. He can see these teenagers singing along with, you know, what was an album track on the White
sure.
Album.
Generations later. That's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
And so at one point, we leaned in on the same microphone.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
He was to my right. I was to his left. We leaned in on the same microphone. It was just something that happened.
Right.
And so my head was right next to his head as we shared this microphone, and I was looking out at the audience, and that's what George Harrison saw, because George stood to Paul's
yeah.
left. They shared the mic. John had his own mic, but George and Paul shared that mic.
And all of a sudden, you're at Shea Stadium in 1965.
Oh, it was absolutely
right.
incredible. I mean, there's no way to, I mean, I just described the incident, but there's no way to describe how it felt. At the time, it was a real out-of-body sort
sure.
of experience.
You've probably had so many amazing experiences with artists. Can you think of another instance where you were just like, oh, is this real life?
Well, one of the things that can be really weird is when you meet an artist who then tells you that they grew up listening to you. I mean, that's kind of a
so
weird.
So you're the celeb in their
that's,
eyes.
That's,
yeah.
kind of, that's kind of a weird thing. I mean,
yeah.
you know, that was many, many years into my career before that began to happen. And it doesn't happen that often, but it does. And it's really mm-hmm. kind of an amazing
sure.
thing.
Mm-hmm. What's amazing, we're talking about how music skips generations. Let's think about how you have skipped generations. I can remember, as my parents were listening to PLJ driving me to school, I'm in like kindergarten or first grade.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm driving along in the school bus listening to Shelley Sunstein's Dirty Joke of the Day in the mm-hmm. mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
Then college. Then working in early adult life. And now I'm driving my son to school listening to you. And that's amazing so many levels.
It makes me feel really great. I mean, one of the things, and I've had to fight for it through the years from time to time, mm. even though it seems like a silly thing to fight about. But I wish listeners happy birthdays on the air. And, you know, I've been told, oh, that sounds so small town. That's so hokey. Oh, you don't do that in the big city.
But they
well,
like
guess
that.
What?
The
people
fans like that.
People like to be wished a happy
sure.
birthday on the air. You know, if they, you know, tell me what time they want it and this and that, and they have their friends listen and so on and so forth. I don't want to disappoint them. But the thing is, there are listeners who have heard birthday greetings from me all of their lives,
mm-hmm.
every year. I mean, there's a family on Long Island where I announce the person's first birthday, which is the day they were born, not their first
right,
birthday.
Right, the actual birthday.
But the actual
yeah.
day of their birth.
Right.
And have announced every single birthday since, as this person is now well into adulthood.
Yeah.
And they have a recording of all of them through
That's
the
so
year.
Special.
Yeah. I mean,
it really is.
You know, so to be a part of somebody's family like that just makes me feel good.
Because it is the one medium that is still the most intimate. Because you wake someone up when the clock radio goes off. You're in the bathroom with them. You're in the car with them. It is the one-to-one communication. And that's the one aspect of radio that is still the magic of radio.
Well, I can be your friend. Pandora can't be your friend.
Exactly.
Pandora serves an important function. It's really more of the evolution of a private record collection,
mm-hmm.
Pandora. But it's not the radio because mm-hmm. it can't be your friend. And the radio can be your friend.
When we started this show, going on almost 2 years now, I had a small bucket list of people we wanted to have on the show. Dick Cavett, Dick Van Dyke, Jim Kerr. Today, we have completed the bucket list. So I want to thank you for your time. This has been tremendous, and we've both enjoyed this. This has been a thrill for both of us.
Thank you both so much for having
thank
me.
Thank you yes. for talking with us.
Yes, this has been great. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. What's the single biggest barrier to your success?
Fear keeps most people from reaching for their dreams. And the most dangerous fear of all is the fear of failure.
Successful people are afraid too, but they aren't frozen in fear. They move forward in spite of it.
They look at every failure as an opportunity to learn. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. But there's one more secret to their success. Fail small.
Successful people fail small and win big. So don't jump in with both feet. Dip a toe in.
Test one small idea at a time. If it doesn't work, try another. Eventually, you'll find one that does work.
Focus all your energy on it because it's your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. See a column of 10 bikes coming from the opposite direction? Come on. You may have wished you could be invited to tag along with them. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Tim Ryan for American Biker Minute. There's been an explosion of motorcycle meetup group websites. Hey, there's a meetup group near you. My town has a new dedicated, yes, even fancy, website where riders can register to receive online information on motorcycle meetup groups, off-road meetups, grumpy old men meetups, sport bike meetups, and even fat bottom girl meetups. Not making this up. Look around for a motorcycle meetup or start your own. American Biker Minute.
I just love riding.
Your passport to the